This podcast is made possible by thousands of dedicated listeners just like you. Be a part of this powerful three-decade legacy of evangelization by visiting materdeiradio.com or downloading the Hail Mary media app. And thank you for joining us on the bridge between your faith and everyday life.
In the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 12, it says, "Indeed, the word of God is living and effective, sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating even between soul and spirit, joints and marrow, and able to discern reflections and thoughts of the heart." Yes, the word of God is living and effective today in my life and in yours. And that's the very reason why I'm offering this weekly podcast where I reflect upon the liturgical scripture readings for the Sunday Mass. So now, please join me on Faith Moments with Dina Marie as we break open the Word of God together, inviting His Word to change our lives forever. Greetings and welcome to Faith Moments, a weekly podcast where we proclaim and ponder our Sunday Mass readings. We continue our exploration of ordinary time as we've had so much during the springtime of the seasons with Easter and all of the beautiful feast days, but now we're back into the 11th Sunday in ordinary time. So it's the middle of June, graduations, a Father's Day, a special blessing and greeting to all fathers that are listening. And for all of our fathers, let's keep them in mind as we come into this beautiful season of family and celebration. And it is still the month of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. So as we gather today and listen, the reminder for today's readings that comes to me is God is at work. God is at work. If you read the scriptures, if you continue to read the what Jeff Cavins calls the narrative of the Bible, we hear that even in the midst of awful wars, of awful offenses against the Lord is at work. And we see that throughout time and history. And so really my theme this week is God is at work. And you might look out at the world, you might look in your own family and think, where in the world is God working in this mess? And yet, be hopeful. And that's where that's the underlying message that we're going to hear is we've got to have hope. That hope comes from a trust in God. So let's begin with the collect prayer that opens up our Mass for today on the 11th Sunday in ordinary time. Let us pray. O God, strength of those who hope in you, graciously hear our pleas. And since without you, mortal frailty can do nothing, grant us always the help of your grace, that in following your commands, we may please you by our resolve and our deeds. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. You know, this collect prayer, once again, really sums it up. You know, God is our strength. That's how we have hope. You know, those who hope in you, we trust that God will hear our plea, and he does hear our plea. And without God's grace, we can do nothing, as this prayer says. And so the prayer is asking that those who follow your commands, and that's been since the beginning of our narrative with God revealing himself from Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, and you go through Moses and all of the stories, God is just simply saying, follow this way of living, and I will bless you. And so we ask that we may please God by our resolve and our deeds. And that means that we are following the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, let's get into our readings and just see where this comes to fruition in these readings today. Again, we are reading in the 11th Sunday in ordinary time. Our first reading is a reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. Thus says the Lord God, I too will take from the crest of the cedar, from its topmost branches, tear off a tender shoot and plant it on a high and lofty mountain. On the mountain heights of Israel, I will plant it. It shall put forth branches and bear fruit and become a majestic cedar. Birds of every kind shall dwell beneath it, every winged thing in the shade of its boughs. And all the trees of the field shall know that I, the Lord, bring low the high tree, lift high the lowly tree, wither up the green tree, and make the withered tree bloom. As I, the Lord, have spoken, so will I do. The word of the Lord. Our responsorial psalm, Psalm 92. Lord, it is good to give thanks to you. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praise to your name, Most High, to proclaim your kindness at dawn and your faithfulness throughout the night. Lord, it is good to give thanks to you. The just one shall flourish like the palm tree, like a cedar of Lebanon shall he grow. They that are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. Lord, it is good to give thanks to you. They shall bear fruit even in old age. Vigorous and sturdy shall they be, declaring how just is the Lord, my rock in whom there is no wrong. Lord, it is good to give thanks to you. Our second reading is a reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, we are always courageous, although we know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Yet we are courageous, and we would rather leave the body and go home to the Lord. Therefore, we aspire to please him, whether we are at home or away. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each may receive recompense according to what he did in the body, whether good or evil. The word of the Lord. Our gospel is a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to the crowds, "This is how it is with the kingdom of God. It is as if a man were to scatter seed on the land and would sleep and rise night and day, and through it all the seed would sprout and grow, he knows not how. Of its own accord, the land yields fruit, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. And when the grain is ripe, he wields the sickle at once, for the harvest has come." He said, "To what shall we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable can we use for it? It is like a mustard seed, that, when it is sown in the ground, is the smallest of all the seeds of the earth. But once it is sown, it springs up and becomes the largest of plants, and puts forth large branches, so that the birds of the sky can dwell in its shade." With many such parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to understand it. Without parables, he did not speak to them, but to his own disciples, he explained everything in private. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, going through these readings again, my theme, God is at work. And I just want to take this last line that we hear in the prophet Ezekiel. Now, Ezekiel, we're going back again into the narrative, into the story. And although the story is really talking about some of the different kings, the past kings in the history of God's people, at the very end, we hear, "As I, the Lord, have spoken, so will I do." So regardless of what is going on, everything is still under God's control. Everything is in God's control, is at God's hand. You know, and we hear this reference to the see if I can get it here. Every winged thing will enjoy the shade of its boughs. Every kind of bird will dwell beneath it. And we think about that mustard seed, that the tiniest and most humble of seeds that we hear in the gospel will eventually grow and to become this amazing provider for so many. But it started with such humble beginnings. And the Lord blesses the humble. The Lord blesses the low. The Lord will bring up those who are lowly into high places. And we may not see it in our lifetime. And what we hear from St. Paul, and we hear a lot from St. Paul, is always this encouragement, always this encouragement to stay the right course. And so here in St. Paul, we've got 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and this line that is used quite a bit, we walk by faith, not by sight. We walk and do the things that we do and don't do the things that we choose not to do because of our belief in God, not by what we see, not by what others are doing, most likely, not by what necessarily the whole world or the masses are doing or saying or believing or acting like, but we walk and we live by faith. This is what Jesus said when he says, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. That we are, if we call ourselves Christians, if we say we follow Christ, we choose, we pledge, we promise, we agree, we commit to following that way, to following Jesus's truth, his life, to follow the way he taught the people. And he teaches through his word, and he is the word, and in his actions. But Paul is saying, you know it's hard. We know that our body, we're lured into doing the wrong things. And we may want to just give up on this world because we want to get to the next. But it's all part of the same life. And so what we do today with our bodies, with our minds, with our words, with our actions, with our acts of mercy, with our prayers, what we do today matters. It matters immensely. And so we have to choose to do the things that are the right things to do, whether or not we feel like it. Maybe I don't feel like going to church one day. Maybe I don't feel like getting up and doing the service work that I have promised to do today because I'd like to be doing something else. But we do what is right to do because it is right to do it. And we don't do what we know is wrong because it is wrong. And you might look out and say, every other person I know is going against this, is following a different way. But you're not them. And we have to remember that we're ultimately responsible for our own actions. We love our family, we love our neighbors, but we can't choose those actions for them. But we can inspire and encourage and be a role model for what people need to see today. The world needs to see courageous men and women that are joyful in doing the work of the Lord. And we need to aspire. We need to inspire others. Not as a show, not to say, hey, look at me, but to reveal God to others, most likely to others that you will never know. See your actions, hear your words, receive the generosity that you give in your life, simply, humbly. If we go to the gospel reading of Mark, Jesus is teaching again through parables, and he's teaching what many people know about sowing and reaping, and they know about growing crops, and they know about what happens when you scatter seeds to the land and what happens overnight and over time, that it seems like miraculously things will grow. And yet even the tiniest of seeds that is buried in the ground will grow up to be the mightiest of bushes. And so we are that little mustard seed, to be humble, to be small, to be reflective of God's love. And it's not by our power that we grow into these great trees with branches. No, it's by God's grace that we can shine, that we can comfort others in our life choices of choosing to be a Christian, in choosing to be one who is patient, who is kind, who is filled with love, who is forgiving, who is merciful, who brings peace, who isn't judging, but also will not tolerate disobedience to God. And we need faithful disciples that are role models for others to see, particularly the youngest generation, the newest generation. They need to see role models that are following a different way. And that as we follow that way, the way of Jesus, we have joy, we have purpose, we have meaning, we have passion, we have a mission. We have a mission that is willing, that has purpose, it's filled with adventure, filled with excitement, because we get to work with the Lord. Humble beginnings from that tiniest seed. It reminds me, we just have been planting, and I talk about our garden a bit, but we've planted mostly plants, so you can actually see the growth at the beginning, but we've also planted lettuce seeds and some green onion seeds. And this little parable just reminds me, you know, onion seeds, I'm not seeing any growth yet in those seeds. And it's been a little while, and I'm getting a little impatient. Like, I should start seeing some growth coming from the ground. But you know, you scatter the seeds, you do your part, and then you let the rest, you leave the rest to God. And however those seeds are going to grow, they're going to grow at their own time, in their own way, and you leave it up to the master. And this is a lesson just I need to learn, probably all of us can learn from, is that we need to learn that we need to have patience in the Lord, and not to be asking, when is this going to happen? When is that going to happen? When is this going to be fulfilled? How is this going to be healed? When are we going to see a calmness in our country? When are we going to see the end to war? That's the wrong question. We need to be those who are trusting in the Lord, and certainly praying for those things out in the world, in our families, in our churches, in our country, that are of disorder, that are dark. And we need to continue to pray for the light, but not in a judgment way, not in a anxiety way, not in a worry way, but simply as we walk by faith. I have faith that God right now is working in this situation. So many people may be saying, oh, God has abandoned this or that, or this politician or that particular whatever. No, God is working through all of it. God is working through all of it. He's been working through all of it for all of time and will continue to work through it. And guess what? If we choose to follow his commands, it's so easy. Follow his commands and then fall in love with God. Let yourself be wooed. Let yourself be desired by the Lord. He desires you. He desires me. He desires each and every one of us. He thirsts for our soul, as Mother Teresa, Saint Teresa of Calcutta would say. He thirsts for us. He desires that most intimate relationship with us. And so what will we do today to grow closer? How about to become like a mustard seed, to become humble and small, as Saint Teresa of Lisieux would say, to the little, I want to be the littlest so that I will be the greatest in heaven. Greatest, not in that pride sense, but that I just am so open to receiving all of what God has for me. I want to finish by just sharing with you this little writing that is found in Conversation with God. And I just thought it helps us to be reminded of continuing to walk by faith and continuing to walk with joy in the Lord. St. Paul tells the Christians at Rome that he is not ashamed of the gospel because it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who has faith. That's in Romans 1. St. John Chrysostom comments, if someone approaches you and asks, do you adore someone who has been crucified? Do not hang your head in shame or blush. Use that reproach as a chance for glory, and let your eyes and the look on your face show that you are not ashamed. If they whisper against you and again in your ear, what? Do you adore somebody who has been crucified? Say, yes, I adore him. I adore and glorify in a crucified God who with his cross reduced the devils to silence and took away all superstition. For me, the cross is the trophy of God's love and kindness. From the first Christians, we must learn not to be inhibited by human respect, not to be afraid of what others will say. Rather, must we be concerned to make Christ known, no matter where we find ourselves. Very much aware of the treasure we have found, of the precious pearl we have located after much searching. So are we bringing that pearl of great price, the faith that we have? If we walk by faith and not by sight, if I'm not choosing to walk by what the world tells me to do, which the world is under the dominion of the devil, remember that God has allowed the devil to still roam in this world. He is the prince of this world, but you can choose for him not to be the prince of your heart. God is the prince of our heart. The Lord is the prince of your heart. And when you walk by faith, not by sight, others will see. Others will see what your commitment is, where your courage comes from, where your hope comes from. It comes from a crucified Lord. The most sacred heart of Jesus has mercy on us. Let's today live that way and continue to shine and to know the truth that God is truly at work. God bless you. You have been listening to Faith Moments with Dina Marie, reflections upon the liturgical scripture readings for the Sunday Mass. New podcast episodes are released weekly through the generous support of Mater Dei Radio. To learn more about Faith Moments with Dina Marie, visit me online at dinamarie.org. That's dinamarie.org. May you have a blessed week.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please consider sharing it with a friend. You can support this vital mission of evangelization through materdeiradio.com or the Hail Mary Media app. And thank you for helping us lead souls to Jesus through the Blessed Virgin Mary.